Hi everyone, welcome back to Christian Marriage Talks. My name is Karina and I have my husband Hector here with me today.
Hi everybody.
So on today's episode, we will be talking about wisdom in time on episode 14. But first, let's start with a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for guiding us here together today to be able to do another podcast. I pray that we can do this without any interruptions and that you may send us your wisdom so that we can say the right things that you want us to say, and that those who are hearing, that I pray that you may bless them as well and that they can learn your wisdom, Father. I thank you and I ask you this through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Amen. Sorry, before you continue, Karina, I just wanted to quickly mention, if some of you guys are wondering why we're asking for no interruptions, because the devil always finds his way to interrupt us and make us not do this, but we are persistent, and with the grace of God, we can do it. Okay, so I guess I can start off with the first topic. This is going to be the major theme throughout our podcast. It's about a book that we stumbled upon. It's called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. And this book was written on with a nurse that had people dying in the hospital. And they would say the similar regrets. And she summed it all up in one book. And we're going to go through each of the five regrets. I guess you can start off with the first one, Karina. Mm-hmm.
So number one is, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me.
Wow, that's powerful. So I guess we can go break this down a bit.
Does reputation matter?
That's a big question, and we can relate this to the to what she said, because a lot of the times we're living to the expectations of others. What do you think, Karina? Is that something right, or what do you think?
I think it depends on what reputation you're talking about, because if you're basing your whole life on thinking of what everyone matters, then you're not really living for yourself. You're living for other people. But you do have to think about your reputation too, because, I mean, think about, if you're always doing bad things and you don't care what people think, then what does that say about your character?
Of course, yeah.
But yeah, I think you should care about what people think, but to an extent. Like, for example, the most important person you should think about is Jesus with your reputation.
It's great that you said that, because in the Bible, in Job 1:6-8, it actually says, "Now there was a day that the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" Like, this to me amazes me, because, like, God still, like, even though he's God himself, he literally would represent someone here on earth and have pride in him, and show him off to the other worlds, basically. Because it's talking about the sons of God. Now, the sons of God, there's no reference in the Bible making it seem like it's the angels of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were representing the different worlds. And it's a deeper topic to explain, but it just amazes me how he uses people on earth to show the other worlds, or Satan, how they follow his word, how he's basically their friend, it says here, who fears God and shuns evil. So yeah, like you were saying, it does matter, and especially when it comes to Jesus. And I think it's very important to think this through while you think about reputation. So the second part is to be true to yourself. And I think this is really important, because a lot of the times we grew up a certain way, and sometimes we go away from our origins and our way from where we grew up as, and we step especially from God. Because if someone grew up in a Christian home like I did, I went the wrong path. And it's good to know who you are to be able to continue. For those that didn't grow up in Christian homes, there's Genesis 1 verse 27. Can you read it, please, Karina?
Sure. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
So this goes far beyond the grasp of the evolution theory, where we come from monkeys. And I think that's a very funny, embarrassing way to think. Because where is the pride in knowing that you come from monkeys, you know? I'd rather believe knowing that I come from God. And not only that, that helps us understand what our purpose is in life. Because even when we don't have fathers, mothers, or whatever it is, you have God. And we were created in his image. And he's our father and our mother and our sister and our brother. He's everything. He's the relationship to us. And we got to recognize that he's the base of every mission on earth. Every plan on earth. Right? And this is the second regret that a lot of people had. Can you please read it and tell us what you think about it, Karina?
I wish I hadn't worked so hard. And this came from every male patient she nursed. I think that, we obviously have to work, right, in order to survive, but work is not everything. I mean, whenever I think about this, I think about my parents, and my mother especially. She literally works like 7 days a week, and she comes home, still cooks, still cleans, and still does favors for people, and she's always putting herself last, and she has health problems that she deals with, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that we do work, or that we're not lazy, because that's why God put days for us to work and a day for us to rest, which is a Sabbath day, to give him the Sabbath, right? But
no, that's perfectly placed. I mean, you got to the point when you talked about the Sabbath, because that's basically when it comes biblical, right? We also should be rethinking the purpose of the Sabbath. Mark 2 verse 27 says, "And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." So when we see this, usually we think, why does God give us so much restrictions? Why does God give us all of these things that's so hard to follow? But we don't recognize or think the right way, because if we were to think that it's a benefit to us, that it helps us, and it was made for us and not us for Sabbath, because think about it. Why would we be made for the Sabbath? You know what I mean? The Sabbath was made for us so that it benefits us. And not only that, what about God? How does God view the Sabbath? Well, if we think about it, we usually have to spend our time to give to him. Well, in his perspective, he has the whole universe to take care of. And he's saying, I'm going to give you one whole day just for you. I think that's amazing, because I'm pretty sure a lot of planets want that experience with him as well, because there are life in other planets, and we might do this on another podcast. And that's basically seeing the Sabbath through God's eyes. Number 3, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I think I want to start with this because sometimes I have a problem with expressing my feelings. I'm an introverted person, and a lot of the times it's hard for me to express myself, but I think it's really important to express because we have to be honest not only with ourselves but to other people, because it's really important to let them know how you feel, because we might not always have the chance to do so. And if you're literally on your deathbed, and they don't have a chance to see you,
or you having a problem with someone and then them losing their lives, you not being able to express how you truly feel towards them, it can
that we had. It's what if you don't express yourself to someone that eventually passes away? We were talking about that before. That's why you mentioned that. So,
it could be one of the biggest regrets you have, yeah. You know?
Especially if you get into an argument.
Mm-hmm. I know two people who've actually fought. And then right after the argument, they lost their parent. Mm-hmm. And they never got to actually tell them how they truly feel about them.
Yeah, and this does go both ways. It can be for you that's in your deathbed and you don't have a chance to meet that person and tell them how you feel.
Or vice versa.
This was actually taken from a commentary from the book. It says, many developed illnesses relating to the bitterness and resentment they carried as a result. So even your health can mm-hmm. be impacted when you don't express your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all very important to do for yourself and for others.
I think that's one of the main reasons why people only express themselves when they drink or mm-hmm. do any sort of drug, mm-hmm. because that's the only way that they're able to express themselves. And with alcohol, you can't really control yourself, right?
Yeah, it does alter your character, and I think it's best to do it when you're sober.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think alcohol is good, period. But to express yourself, it's better to do it sober because it becomes a habit. And not only that, you are 100% yourself. It's nothing's altering mm-hmm. your mood. So no one can say that you were drinking. No, it was me sober telling mm-hmm. you exactly how I felt. I was being true to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So the fourth one is, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And one of the questions that we have here is, do we need friends?
Of course.
Yeah. I know this is kind of like a straightforward answer, but sometimes there's thoughts that go, that I've heard people say that sometimes we don't need anybody.
That's not true.
But I think that's pride talking.
Yeah, of course it's not true. I mean, if we didn't need anybody, we wouldn't need doctors, we wouldn't need police officers, we wouldn't need anyone because we can do anything we want, right?
Yeah, and that's obviously professionals, but I also think with friends, a lot of times people get secluded. I mean, I did once mm-hmm. in high school. I let go a lot of friends, and I don't think it's necessary. Especially like to let go of friends, because
the right friends, like there's a difference. There's right friends and bad friends, and having to let go of people who do harm to you is different than those who
help you or bring you up. Yeah, I agree. And I think we need even the people that do bad. I don't think we have to be around them.
But it's important to stay in touch to help them too.
That's what I mean. So we do need to stay in touch with people, because first of all, you don't know if they're going to need you, or you don't know if we're going to need them. And yeah, so I think that the relationship can be seen in the cross. The horizontal is the relationship with man to man, so human beings to human beings, and the relationship from God to man is the first relationship that should start. And then once you have that connection upwards, with God, you and God, he will help us have relationships with other people. And that's why both of them are interconnected.
You can't have a relationship with other people if you don't have a relationship with God.
It's hard. It's really hard because we live in a cruel world.
I wish that I had let myself be happier. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, and I think that we have to understand that stress
can kill you.
That's one of the worst ones, right? Because
it leads to sicknesses and everything. But I think seeking your happiness is a big one.
And I think happiness, it's a deep word because, well, it can be either happiness or joyful, because joyful is everlasting, right? Happiness is momentarily, but being joyful, who's the only one that can give us joy?
God.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And once we build that relationship with him, he will bring us that joy. And it sometimes feels like God is restricting us from a lot of stuff, but if we follow his commandments, he will bring us happiness. So what were some final thoughts before death in the Bible? We looked a lot into this book. So let's see in the Bible where we can see someone dying and giving some wisdom. 1 Kings 2, verse 1 to 3. Can you read it, please, Karina?
Mm-hmm. When David's time to die was near, he told his son Solomon, "I am going to the way of all the earth, so be strong. Show yourself to be a man. Do what the Lord your God tells you. Walk in his ways. Keep all his laws and his word by what is written in the law of Moses. Then you will do well in all that you do and in every place you go."
Wow, so Solomon was one of the wisest men I ever lived aside to Jesus. And this was his father's advice right before he died. So think about it. If you're right about to die, what would be your last words to your son or your daughter? You know what I mean? And that was David's last words to his son. And look at how it says, show yourself to be a man. Like, a lot of the times, this is a whole different topic, but a lot of the times we think being a guy is macho, watching Rambo and looking at all these movies that have to do with killing or being strong, going to the gym, being juice head. But look at what the Bible says as a man. It says, do what the Lord your God tells you. Now, it says the law of Moses, but we know that there's a difference between the law of Moses and the law of God. And here he's saying the law of Moses, but that was abolished when Jesus died for us. And so we should continue on with the law of God and his ways. And that is true wisdom. So, how does God see time? We can see in Psalms 90. I believe this is a psalm from Moses. It says, "Lord, you have been a place of comfort for all people of all time. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, forever and ever, you are God. You change man into dust again and say, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your eyes are like yesterday when it passes by, or like the hours of the night. You carry men away as with a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning they are like the new grass that grows. It grows well in the morning, but dries up and dies in the by the evening." So here we can see that God's not restricted to time, because his time is different than our time. He is outside of the realm of time, so he can see the future, the past. He can see everything, but he still gives us free will to do whatever we want. So it's very exciting to know that he calls us all to salvation, and he knows who's going to be there, but he still gives a chance and gives everybody a chance. He doesn't destroy us all, right? So, to conclude, there's a few things I wanted to say. To start off is distractions, because a lot of the times we think we have time to do other things such as work, such as especially work, to do our responsibilities, and we all need these things. But sometimes we get carried away into them, that they become a distraction from who? From Jesus Christ and the Bible. A lot of times we have to ask ourselves, how much time do we spend on the phone compared to how much time we spend in the Bible? And if you're even reading the Bible app on your phone. I mean, if you were able to combine both, it might help, but how much time do we actually do that?
Think about it. If working too much can even destroy marriages, think about your relationship with God.
Wow. Perfect example, Karina. Thank you. And so, yeah, relationships matter, especially with Jesus Christ. I think that's the overall message that we wanted to get through with regarding time, because the relationships with our brothers and sisters and with Jesus Christ matters above any other responsibility or distraction we have. What was the thing we were talking about, Karina? It's right here.
Is being blessed financially, physically, and knowing Jesus enough to say you have a relationship with him? No. I think people forget that the devil blesses too. I mean, think about it. Look at all the celebrities. They have everything. Literally everything.
And it's also what you consider a blessing, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the times we think it could be financial. But was Jesus, rich? No, right? There's times that he doesn't even have a place to rest his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he was God. Obviously, we don't have to live exactly the way he lived. Because we're not God. But he's trying to prove a point there, I think.
That just because you have money or you have
health
or whatever, that you are blessed, but is it from God?
That's a big question, because we always have to relate everything we do in this life if it's for God.
Especially if you know you're doing bad and you're doing the wrong things, don't ever think that God blesses you when you do those things, because that's not true.
Yeah. So how can we use our time wisely? There's a few things we can go through. We're going to go them one by one. So as we said, the Bible is the most important usage of time. And you can do this by reading it, which is hard at times, but listening to through audio can help you. Even Scripture Singer.
You can even listen to it while you do your chores. Right?
Yeah.
If you don't have time to read, you can play it, listen to it.
Or when you're on your way to work in the car.
Yeah, whatever it is, while you're cleaning, washing dishes. Like,
Scripture Singer is a good way. It's an application on your phone where you can memorize scripture through songs.
Mm-hmm.
And
it actually helped me.
Yeah, it helped me a lot. I memorized Psalm 91, Psalm Isaiah 53, and there's plenty more. So another one is listening to sermons, podcasts, or YouTube channels like Little Light Studios.
Mm-hmm. They're really good.
Yeah, Little Light Studios is basically a channel on YouTube that goes through a lot of topics with Hollywood and media. And I think all of this stuff is, we can still use the mediums of internet and everything to learn new things, right? Like podcasts like this one, right? I hope this is a blessing for you guys, and I hope that we can keep producing these podcasts so that we can continue spreading our God's word, right?
Listening to music that will ennoble and lift your thoughts to God.
Yeah, I think that's important, because what types of music...
Yeah, don't think if you're listening to like rap or like heavy rock that you're gonna be
lifting your thoughts to God, right? I think that even Christian rap, it could be a touchy subject, because you don't know exactly how much it relates to rap and the origins, and it's a whole different topic, but I think we got to be really careful in our music choices. going to church or having nature walks. It's very meditative, the right meditative to be in God's creation and to be in fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
Working only at work hours. If you don't have any, make at least the Sabbath a priority.
Yeah, especially those that don't have a work schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, when you own your own company, I think it's really good to keep the Sabbath a priority for the same reasons we talked about in this podcast. Working for God or even volunteering to help others. I think it's really important, whether it's ministry or helping out the poor. God always wants us to look out for our brothers and sisters, and it's good for ourselves as well. It heals us. There's scripture that supports that. And the last one, Karina?
Gathering with family and friends.
Yeah, so that's something that we all know, and I think that it's really important to know what matters in this life. And we, now that we know what a lot of people regret doing, we can stay away from that and use our time wisely, because it's really important. Those were only ideas, but there's many ways we can do this, and I think it can be a blessing for us if we use our time the way we're supposed to.